This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
So,
yeah.
I'm not going to say anything to my new friend over there until he gets with the program. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys had to say, and then we'll let our movie reviewer say some words.
Look at him. He's wet. He's ready.
Am I like in the naughty corner for not getting
Yeah. It? Yes.
Not, as far as I'm concerned, tattoo. You're in my corner. He's always trying to get me to get some Vinny across my chest.
Will you?
What is it? It's his forehead. I'm supposed to get Vinny across my forehead. That's what it is. Or my neck or something.
Anyway.
Welcome to the party.
Well, he has to look at it. So that would make him
He wants to, every time he looks up, it's, you know, I'm branded by him.
What would be wrong with that?
Oh, nothing.
And then you would have to get Sarah on your neck, so that's the
thing. No problem.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I'm sure our spouses would be like, oh, that is totally fine. I get that you're married to someone at work.
Yeah. Right. You guys, man, what is your deal?
Geez, I don't know. What's wrong with us? Why can't we just get with the program?
Yeah.
Get each other's neck tattooed.
Right.
Yeah.
I run a preschool and the tummy writing is horrific. Not even mildly funny, and gives reputable schools like mine a bad rap.
Yeah. Don't write on kids' tummies.
I heard there are two people in isolation at Good Sam that flew from Wuhan.
Wow.
I was just in isolation at Good Sam, too, and we just had the regular old flu.
Right.
By the way, that experience was horrifying, as you know, having a sick kid. But one of the nurses came in. I want to say this was the first night. And so, obviously, I'd already written you guys and said, I'm not going to be at work. I've got to take my kid. I think his name was Sean. I'm pretty sure. Sean comes in and leaves. You know, I mean, a million people were walking in and out.
Sure.
So, and then he comes back with a stuffed animal for my daughter. And she responded very well to it. And then as he was getting ready to leave, he said, I'm a huge fan of your show. And I'm so sorry for you. You know what I mean? And I was just like, I almost started welling up right there. Like the support was welcome and appreciated. It was neat. Hmm. So that's a big... We're known there, by the way.
They took good care of you.
They know us, so that's nice, right?
Very.
I mean, I don't know that you'll want to have an ambulance take you down to the South Bay if you're ever in trouble.
Don't they know us up in Greenbrae, too.
Oh, good.
Or in general.
Excellent.
Where I had my kids, and they're big Vinny fans, so.
Oh, good.
Sure.
Let's see. I'm running out of time already. Where does the Looking Glass music come from, asks 408.
That would be from Vaughn.
All right.
I don't know what he uses. I don't watch the Looking Glass because we're on when it's going live.
You know, I think, Sarah, you might be right. It's situational or locational or something, because cootie catchers, here's a 60-year-old that says, yeah, we called those cootie catchers 60 years ago.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't sound totally unfamiliar, but I could have sworn they were like fortune tellers or Chinese fortune tellers. I don't really.
Cootie Catcher was a four square in Worcester, Mass. In the 70s
Worcester,
and 80s.
I said that, 80s. Four square.
Right.
But there's like a game called Four Square, and then there's a app called Four Square. I was like, maybe I'm just thinking of something else. Yeah, I think we call them four squares.
All right. Well, whatever it is, it seems to strike a chord with many,
yes,
many of
many
people today.
People are very familiar with the little paper
and
gadget.
Since all my dreams are coming true,
yeah.
It's worked out to my advantage.
And there were plenty in there designed to cut your legs out from under you, buddy.
So it sounds,
I don't know who wrote that thing, but Jesus.
But it does sound like after someone talks to their wife, we'll be able to go get matching tattoos.
I'll put that in there and see if you pick it.
this is still up for the conversation.
Right.
Yeah. But my dreams will come true, so we will.
Well, here we go. Let's ask the cootie catcher. Isn't there like answers under each flag where you have a little four things
and
there's color dots?
None of them are going to go my way.
I picked
already
went my way. Green.
All right, G-R-E-E-N. Okay. 1, 2, 5, or 6.
That's the sound. Boy, I've sat there for like 5 hours hearing that.
3, 8, 4, or 7.
8. Okay, here we go. Here's the answer to our question. Should Corey and Vinny get Niners tattoos?
All your dreams will come true.
Yeah,
pick the exact same one. You're obviously that aligned.
Right.
There you have it.
He started with green and still wound up with the same prediction as you.
Perfect.
All my really evil ones are just going to the wayside.
Suits are definitely a kink. Same with uniforms in general. Kind of surprised you guys didn't say anything about balloons. I don't even know what that means.
Balloons? Is that a fetish?
I thought that was like a heroin thing. Don't they serve you heroin in a balloon?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I wouldn't know.
Well, you're the fetish chick on the show, so if you don't know,
nobody
knows.
Oh, I thought you were
going
to say I was a drug chick on the show.
No.
But I wouldn't know about the heroin balloons. Sorry.
What if Gentry pulled a Vinny and ripped up that letter from Ellie? I realize Sarah has manipulated this story to somehow...
No, I just tell the story.
No, what you don't do is you don't tell the story that we barely dated, me and this girl, and we were broken up. Like I had said,
I
don't
want to
do this.
No, I tell the crucial part where a girl shows up on your front door with a 3-page front and back single space letter.
I'm busy.
And you rip it up and throw it in her face.
I'm too busy for a whole thing. It's not going to, I can't.
Yeah, so you just ripped it up in front of her face threw the pieces at her.
That's,
and close the door.
And slammed the door in her face.
Anyway, I guess it's time for us to check in with our dude.
The dude.
Wait, I pointed the wrong way. My bad.
You need to know which way to point to get the thing to fire off.
I am fired up. And that's all the time we have. Thank you.
Great. That was an excellent
appearance.
Hi, everyone.
Yay. Thanks
for you coming in today.
By the way, Bats Improv just got an amazing brand new upgrade to our light rig. We had this Capital campaign, put in brand new beautiful LED lights. So come on by Bats Improv. And check it out.
I'll have to come back.
Yeah, I'll be there Saturday night.
I've been there many times. It's a lot of fun and always a different show.
Yep, I'm doing an improvised romantic comedy Saturday night. It is February after all. The month of love. Yeah.
Oh.
It's going to be great. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you,
Good,
Corey?
I missed you last week. There was nothing really big that came out last week, so we're here today.
It's January, you know?
It's January. It's
not a lot of good stuff in January.
Yeah, but there's something going on this weekend, you know, a big thing. It's the movie The Rhythm Section. Did you hear?
I didn't.
Yeah. Never heard of it.
Yeah. No.
So
but I do enjoy a good rhythm section.
Do you?
Sure.
Tell me about your rhythm section experience.
Well, it's, you know, if I don't really play bass because my fingers aren't strong enough, but when I'm playing drums and I got a bass player and we're locked in,
good.
We are backing that band up. We're the rhythm section.
Amazing. Well, then you will not like this movie because there's
no
live
bass and
performance.
Drums?
There's no bass. There's no drums. Mm. There's no percussion.
Oh.
In fact, it's a terrible name for this movie.
Oh.
Because there's no real actual rhythm happening other than maybe the beating of a heart.
Oh. Well, that's something.
Breathing of
that
a
is the rhythm
breath.
Section of your body.
But let's go ahead and do it. So here's a review of a movie called The Rhythm Section. It stars Blake Lively, Jude Law, and Sterling K. Brown.
Mike, those are huge names.
Those are big names, right? Blake Lively, of course.
Gossip Girl. And Ryan Reynolds.
And Ryan Reynolds'
bed.
Bed, wife.
Wow.
Sterling K. Brown, of course, from This Is Us. Mm-hmm. Big fan of that show. Great show. And Jude Law from everything.
Yeah, Jude Law from just
from
Sexy
everywhere.
Town.
And the movie's directed by a kind of up-and-coming young director named Reed Morano, who kind of made her name. She directed the first couple episodes of The Handmaid's Tale on Hulu.
Oh.
And
well,
won like a TGA award, an Emmy award, all those kind of things. And she's got a real strong voice. Good for like action, thriller, adventure kind of stories, tension, that sort of thing. This movie is about a woman named Stephanie Patrick who veers down the path of self-destruction after a tragic plane crash kills her family.
Oh!
When Stephanie discovers it wasn't an accident, she soon embarks on a bloody quest for revenge to punish those responsible.
All right.
Yes. Wow. So I know, that's the pitch, right?
That's a tough little premise.
That, hold on.
Yeah,
that's the description of a film called Rhythm Section?
The Rhythm Section, yeah. Again, a terrible name. for, let's just call it out, a terrible movie.
Oh, oh no.
Oh, that's
horrible
too bad.
Movie. Yes,
oh,
yes.
That's awful.
Yes. I mean, this is the
too
thing
bad.
I wanted. It's a rhythm section. Let's make it a musical.
Yeah.
Right? If this movie was a musical.
When's the murder song coming?
A murder song. The plane crash anthem. The plane crash anthem.
It wasn't an accident.
I'm going to get the revenge.
Oh, our revenge.
Revenge.
I love it.
It's kind of an opera.
God.
Yeah. The movie's got a lot of logical problems. And the biggest one that you don't really care about this kind of
man, you really need a tattoo.
There's a scene
that's
where,
not going to cure his love of musicals. Stop it.
You think that'll do it?
You know,
like ink it out of me. It'll bleed.
You don't think there's any people who like musicals with tattoos? Come on, man.
The joy of life will bleed from me when the needle touches my virgin belly.
Is that where you're getting
it? Oh, let's do it on your belly, please.
On my belly. I'm Mr.
That's
Bagel.
That's great. Okay.
Yeah. All right,
44.
I'm Mr. Bagel.
Mr. Bagel 44.
Yeah, it's full of cliches. It's got one great scene. So if you like a good scene, if you're willing to go to the movies for a great scene, it's got a great scene.
Well, don't tell us what that is.
No, but it's maybe 60 minutes in.
This must be what Corey was talking about.
So go see something else.
All right.
Wandering about an hour after the movie starts. Boom. You're going to see a great scene.
And then you can leave.
And then you're done. Yeah, you're out. You'll know when you've seen it. It's got a great, it's a car chase. It's generally.
Okay.
So you'll know when you've seen it. I'm not going to tell you what happens.
Right,
in it.
Okay.
So I will say something about the movie, the rhythm section, that I did enjoy. Which is that it reminded me of other female-centric action, spy, thriller movies that I've enjoyed in my life, like of the Professional, Run Lola Run, La Femme Nikita, like those kind of movies. I love that genre of film, and I guess walking into this, I hoped for something in the style of that, and I was let down.
Oh, I'm sorry. You really take it so to heart, don't you?
It hurts me. Because it doesn't come close to the joy of those kind of films. And, you know, I think that in the filmmaker's mind, you get the sense they want it to be like a Bourne Identity, kind of like launching a new kind of brand, but it's just not that. So instead, what you just get is 2 hours of confusion and cliche, and it's going to get...
Good ending?
I'm not going to say the ending.
All right.
I'm just going to say my rating for this film.
I mean, well, hold on. Okay, rating is?
2 bagels smeared with sadness.
Oh.
Yeah, sadness, yeah.
And dashed hopes.
And dashed hopes and no music, no musicals.
That's too bad.
But.
I'm sorry you wasted your time.
It is, but it is Super Bowl weekend. So let's kind of look on the bright side of the big game and maybe think about some other things that we could enjoy. Do you have any favorite football-themed movies? Because I made a list of my 5 favorite football movies.
I'm going to say I don't know any. Well, there's The Waterboy. I like that one. I like Friday Night Lights. Show, though.
No, but it's also a film.
Is it?
It was
I
a
never
film
saw
that.
It
was that sort of, I think it's better known for the TV show that they made. But yes, a very popular movie. Vinny, any favorite?
I'm trying to, was it The Longest Yard
Burt Reynolds one? Yes.
That's a pretty popular one.
Good pick.
Rudy is a pretty popular one.
Come on, the best. That's the best.
Right?
That is the best one. You know one of my favorites?
Is Brian Song, that's not a movie though, Brian Song?
Brian Song is a TV movie.
Okay.
So good pick.
Still a movie.
But
you remember that?
Sure.
Have you seen that?
If we're going to be purists about what's a movie, what's a
All
TV
right.
movie,
then it's
Brian
not a movie.
Song, very, very moving. You know what I loved? You guys remember the movie Lucas with Corey Haim?
No.
No.
Crickets. it was sort of a Rudy-esque story, kind of a nerdy kid joins the football team. Very. I was touched by it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, the Coreys had their moment.
The Coreys did. There was a time where, as a Corey, I felt very proud embarrassed to be a Corey.
Well, there was a proud moment, and then there were less proud moments.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's some tough ends too.
They went through
some of the
some tough lives.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. But Waterboy's a great pick.
I love Waterboy.
Rudy. I also love movies that have a good football scene, like Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump has a great football scene in it. I don't even call that a football movie, but
yeah,
you know.
No. But I'm with you.
Run, Forrest, run.
Even people who were on your side are now saying, pin him down and tattoo him. He needs that.
That is not true.
Okay.
You know what?
So you're saying more.
Okay, go ahead. Well, how about you? Yeah, a movie that references.
I said The Waterboy and Friday Night Lights, which was a TV show for me.
Jerry Maguire.
Oh, sure, Jerry Maguire.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
I loved that movie.
We call it a football movie, but it's a football
movie.
It's sort of a football movie.
More or less a football movie.
Totally, absolutely.
Well, listen, Corey.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for your disappointment. I can feel it.
It's hard, but I have something to look forward to. Next week, we're going to be reviewing the new Harley Quinn movie.
Birds of Prey.
Yes.
Oh, no.
You're not excited.
I've not seen it yet.
Well,
I've seen clips of that first one, the Suicide Squad. Boy, what a Jared Leto! Please stop.
Early reviews are that she's excellent.
She's great.
I'm interested.
So maybe
it will be Margot Robbie. You know,
it's
Oscar nominated.
Sure.
And I'd say to people out there, fans of movies, if you're just really hungering for something, anything, and you haven't seen it yet, see Parasite, the Korean thriller.
That continues to be talked about.
It's so good. It's up for Best Picture. Best Director, best everything.
Who
watched
that this weekend?
It's a great pick, and it's not a new movie anymore, but it's totally still out there and worth checking out.
All right. Corey Rosen, everybody. All right. Mr. Bagel 44 on Instagram.
Great job, bro.
Thank you.
We already spelled that one out for
you. Parlor.
Oh, my God.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.